Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40. Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments." The battle of words between Jesus and the Jewish leaders had got to fever pitch. They had challenged him about his authority, and the Sadducees had just come up with a really awkward question about the resurrection. Now the Pharisees got together to push Jesus to the limit. They asked him a question they often discussed amongst themselves. What is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? If Jesus tripped up on this question, they could label him as a blasphemer. But Jesus gave them the classic Jewish answer. Loving God with everything you've got is the first commandment, and the second is loving your neighbor as yourself. Loving God should still be our absolute priority, and we need to do it with our heart, soul, and mind. Every part of us needs to be tuned into God. Following him can never be a hobby or merely something that we do on our days off. It needs to shape all our thinking and planning, as well as our actions and relationships. When we love God completely, we'll start to see our neighbours in the way that he does. Like us, our neighbours were made in the image of God. They have eternal importance, and whether we feel close to them or not, they need to be shown love and respect. The Pharisees and Sadducees made everything so complicated, entering into sophisticated debate on every minute detail of the law. Jesus wanted them to see that it was really very simple. They needed to come to God like children. They needed to love God first of all, and love their neighbours in the same way that they love themselves. What could be simpler? So let me ask you a question. What will loving your neighbour like yourself mean for you today? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to love you and love those around us more fully each day. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.